It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, the podcast where we explore mindfulness practices from a secular, evidence-based perspective. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're tackling a challenge that many of us face on a daily basis, procrastination. We've all been there. A task looms over us, but instead of tackling it, we find ourselves doing anything but the thing we need to do. Whether it's scrolling through social media, cleaning the house, or getting lost in a rabbit hole of internet searches, procrastination is a habit that can keep us stuck, feeling frustrated and unproductive. But what if there was a way to break free from the cycle of procrastination? What if we could approach our tasks with mindfulness, allowing us to take intentional action without getting overwhelmed by the thoughts and emotions that lead to delay? Today, we're going to explore how mindfulness can help us overcome procrastination by bringing our full awareness to the present moment and cultivating a sense of calm, focus, and intention. So, why do we procrastinate? There are many reasons, but at the core, procrastination often arises from a desire to avoid discomfort. We might feel anxious about a task, fear failure, or simply feel overwhelmed by the sheer amount of work ahead. In these moments, our minds seek out distractions to avoid the discomfort, and before we know it, hours have passed without any real progress. Mindfulness offers us a way to interrupt this cycle. By bringing our attention to the present moment, we can observe the thoughts and feelings that drive our procrastination without getting caught up in them. Instead of letting these thoughts control us, we can acknowledge them and choose to take action anyway. Let's explore some mindfulness strategies that can help you overcome procrastination. Name the feeling. When you notice yourself procrastinating, pause for a moment and ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? Is it anxiety, boredom, fear, or something else? By naming the emotion, you bring it into your awareness, making it easier to manage. This simple act of labeling your feelings can help reduce their intensity and give you the clarity to move forward. Number two, break tasks into smaller steps. One of the biggest barriers to taking action is the feeling of being overwhelmed by the size of the task. Mindfulness teaches us to focus on one thing at a time. Break your task into smaller, more manageable steps and focus on completing just one step at a time. This approach not only makes the task feel more achievable, but also helps you stay present and engaged with what you're doing. Number three, practice the 5-minute rule. When you're struggling to get started, commit to working on the task for just 5 minutes. Often the hardest part is simply getting started, and once you begin, you'll find it easier to keep going. This practice helps you bypass the initial resistance and build momentum, all while staying mindful of the present moment. Number four, use mindful breathing to calm anxiety. If you're feeling anxious about a task, take a few moments to practice mindful breathing. Focus on your breath, inhaling deeply and exhaling slowly. This simple practice can help calm your nervous system, making it easier to approach the task with a clear and focused mind. Number five, acknowledge and let go of perfectionism. Perfectionism is a common driver of procrastination. We might delay starting a task because we're afraid we won't do it perfectly. Mindfulness encourages us to let go of the need for perfection and to accept that doing our best is enough. Remember, progress is more important than perfection. As you practice these mindfulness strategies, you'll likely find that procrastination becomes less of a barrier in your life. By bringing your full attention to the present moment, you can take action with intention rather than being driven by fear or avoidance. Mindfulness also teaches us to be gentle with ourselves. Overcoming procrastination is a process, and it's important to approach it with compassion. There will be times when you still find yourself putting things off. That's okay. The key is to notice it, bring your awareness back to the present, and try again. If you're interested in exploring mindfulness further, or if you'd like to work with me one-on-one or in a group to develop a mindfulness practice that works for you, you can find more resources and information about my mindfulness coaching services at jeremywest.net, including a Pay What You Want Patreon, where you can access guided meditations, including one specifically designed to help you take action mindfully. Thank you for joining me today on It's Now Again. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, share it with others who might benefit, and leave a review. Remember, the present moment is always here, waiting for you to return to it. Until next time, I'm Jeremy West, reminding you to take mindful action, one step at a time, because it's now again.